10 years after tragedy struck at Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, Charlotte Charlie returns to her hometown of Hurricane, Utah.
The abandoned pizzeria where children once disappeared lies entombed within the shell of a failed mall project, buried but not forgotten, just like Charlie's own memories.
What begins as a reunion with old friends quickly spirals into something darker when they discover the restaurant perfectly preserved inside its concrete tomb, complete with animatronic characters frozen mid-performance on stage.
These aren't just ordinary robots. They're the creations of Charlie's father, a brilliant engineer who took his own life after imaginable loss.
As Charlie and her friends explore the abandoned restaurant, they awaken something that should have remained dormant: mechanical monsters with unfinished business, and a night guard whose interest in the restaurant goes far beyond professional duty. The line between the living and the mechanical blurs as Charlie confronts not just the horrors of the present, but the forgotten traumas of her past. Charlie's return to Hurricane feels like stepping into a time capsule. Her father's house remains untouched. His mechanical creations, Theodore the Rabbit, Stanley the Unicorn, and Ella the Doll, still waiting as if expecting his return. These once beloved toys now seem sinister in the fading light, with Theodore speaking in her father's voice. At a local diner, Charlie reunites with childhood friends, Jessica, Carlton, and John, her childhood crush. Their conversation inevitably turns to Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, causing an awkward silence. Charlie's mistaken recollection of Freddy as yellow instead of brown troubles her, the first hint her memories may be unreliable. Despite warnings about ongoing construction at the site, Charlie suggests visiting Freddy's. Driven by a strange metal elbow joint found outside her father's house, and recurring dreams of a twisted metal skeleton with silver eyes, Charlie feels compelled to confront what she spent years trying to forget, a past where children disappeared while mechanical creatures performed.
The mall that supposedly replaced Freddy's stands abandoned, a concrete skeleton of failed ambition. Inside, Charlie and her friends discover architectural inconsistencies suggesting something hidden. Behind a heavy shelf, a rusted door reveals the perfectly preserved remains of Freddy Fazbear's Pizza, with children's drawings and chairs arranged as if patrons had just stepped away. In the darkness stand the animatronics: Bonnie, the blue rabbit with his bass guitar, Chica, the chicken with her "Let's Eat" bib, and Freddy Fazbear himself, microphone in paw. The sight sends shivers down Charlie's spine, not just fear, but recognition. At Pirate's Cove, a curtained stage bears an out-of-order sign. When Jessica peeks behind, John claims to hear music box sounds the others can't detect. The discovery that Freddy's wasn't demolished, but entombed, creates a perfect metaphor for Charlie's buried memories. Like the restaurant, her trauma was merely covered up, not resolved. What other secrets might this macabre time capsule hold?
During their second visit to Freddy's, the group discovers a hidden control room beneath the stage. When Jason activates the power, the animatronics respond to button controls as if frozen in time. Children's drawings on the walls seem to move, depicting kids being lured away by the characters. In Pirate's Cove, Charlie recognizes Foxy from her father's workshop. The animatronic slashes her arm with its hook, yet despite her injury, she feels compelled to continue investigating. Charlie and John later follow fragments of a childhood song to New Harmony, finding Fredbear's family diner, her father's first restaurant. Inside, Charlie experiences flashbacks of someone in a yellowish-brown rabbit costume abducting her twin brother, Sammy. The suppressed truth resurfaces. She had a twin who was taken. After this tragedy, her mother left, and her father's love became shadowed with grief. Finding a spring lock triggers another memory of her father warning her about these deadly mechanisms in the costumes.
During another Freddy's exploration, the group meets Dave, the night guard. Despite his unsettling demeanor, Charlie invites him along. Dave displays surprising expertise with the animatronics, making them dance in coordinated sequences, arousing Charlie's suspicion. When the animatronics malfunction amid pulsing lights, Dave vanishes, and Jason sees Carlton being dragged away by what appears to be a yellow Bonnie. Behind the scenes, Dave moves purposefully through the restaurant, unlocking a closet containing yellow fur. His demeanor transforms as he straightens with newfound confidence. Officer Dunn later discovers a yellow Bonnie costume that attacks him, breaking his arm and stabbing his chest. Before losing consciousness, Dunn glimpses human eyes within the costume. Charlie and John find a photograph showing her father in a yellow Freddy costume beside someone in a yellow Bonnie suit with a visible human eye. They learn Charlie's father co-owned Fredbear's with Dave. Carlton awakens trapped inside a mascot costume. Dave removes his yellow rabbit head, appearing transformed with menacing vitality, and explains that Carlton wears a deadly springlock suit that will kill him if he moves. Carlton realizes Dave is responsible for the missing children.
While searching for Jason inside Freddy's, the group finds Carlton trapped in a springlock suit. Charlie carefully frees him before the mechanism snaps shut. Carlton reveals Dave's crime. He placed the missing children inside animatronic suits years ago, with Michael still in a yellow Freddy costume. As they flee, the animatronics pursue them through the restaurant. Freddy stalks with glowing red eyes and an eerie music box tune. Chica illuminates them with harsh beams, and Foxy slashes at Charlie until John helps her escape. In the dining room, surrounded by all four animatronics, a strange yellow Freddy appears. The group hears whispers as Carlton identifies it as Michael. The animatronics suddenly halt. The group realizes the murdered children's spirits inhabit the machines, protecting rather than attacking them. Clay Burke breaks through with a sledgehammer. As they leave, Dave reappears in the yellow rabbit costume and grabs Charlie. She triggers the spring locks, causing the mechanisms to impale him. The animatronics drag Dave's body away as the group escapes.
As dawn breaks, the group emerges from Freddy's. Despite Charlie's insistence she's fine, her blood-soaked clothes tell another story. She refuses stitches. She wants the scars as proof everything was real. Clay promises to give Officer Dunn and the children proper burials. When Jessica argues people should know the truth about the murdered children, Charlie firmly states she wants it all to end. Some truths, she realizes, serve no purpose when exposed. Before leaving town, Charlie and John visit her father and brother's graves. Standing there, she recalls laughing with her father behind Fredbear's, watching a crow in a moment of connection. What makes this story haunting isn't just the animatronic monsters or the murderer in the rabbit suit. It's recognizing our most terrifying demons often come from our own pasts. Charlie's journey shows we must confront what we've buried before moving forward. Charlie keeps her scars, acknowledging that our wounds become part of who we are. Some ghosts, whether mechanical or memory, can never be fully exorcised, only accepted as part of our story.